Proverbs chapter number 6 and verse number 17, the Bible says, a proud look. I want to take that as my text. Let me begin reading with verse number 16. Proverbs 6, beginning with verse 16. These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto Him. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. It's interesting to me that of all the things that could have been listed in that list, of all the vile things, the cruel things, the first thing in the list is a proud look. Included in the list, number one, that is interesting, but also first in the list, a proud look. Now, of course, sometimes you may see a person that shows that proud look, and I believe that a proud look is worn by a person that has a proud heart. God knows the proud heart and the proud look of a proud person. You and I, of course, need to be careful about judging people by their looks. The Bible tells us that God sent Samuel to anoint a king for Israel. And Samuel saw Eliab, David's brother, and he thought that was the one. And the Bible says that God said, "Look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart." Now it is true that man looks on the outward appearance. Somebody might say, well, the eyes are the windows of the soul, but we might say that we look through a glass darkly. We really don't see all the complications of the soul, all the thoughts within a man. We really don't know what all is within the man. In fact, you and I don't even know our own hearts, and so how can we know the hearts of others? We need to be careful about judging others by their outward appearance, but man does look on the outward appearance. God looks on the heart. Now, of course, since man looks on the outward appearance, it is certain that we should be careful about what we look like on the outside, because that can affect our testimony with others. The Lord, of course, sees both the outward and the inward. In the book of John, chapter number 7, verse number 24, the Bible says, "Judge not according to appearance, but judge righteous judgment." Now, we might think about a proud man. A proud man, man with a proud heart, but also has a proud look, and sometimes you might see that. It may seem as though that pride is written all over a person's face. But once again, we need to be careful about judging people by what they look like. You may think sometimes a person is angry, and they're not angry. You may think a person is sad when they're not sad. Years ago, and I think I might have been in 10th grade or so, I had a PE teacher that said something about moving chairs. And I don't remember being bothered at all by the idea of moving chairs. I don't remember being angry or resistant. And yet that man told me to wipe that smirk off my face. I don't know, I had a problem with it. I mean, can a kid be compliant and pleasant? But apparently he thought that I had an attitude and told me to wipe the smirk off my face. I believe he misjudged me. Sometimes we may misjudge a person by their outward appearance. We may think they're thinking something when they really are not. And honestly, I think sometimes people think too highly of themselves when it comes to the judgment of others. Sometimes a person may feel as though that I'm a good judge of character and I'm a good judge of people. And I can look at people and size them up pretty quickly. You might think you can, but you might find out down the road that you don't always do all that well. And so we certainly need to be careful about that. But the Lord, of course, sees inwardly and outwardly. I want you to consider this definition from the 1828 dictionary, a definition of pride, at least a portion, inordinate self-esteem, an unreasonable conceit of one's own superiority in talents, beauty, wealth, accomplishments, rank, or elevation in office, which manifests itself in lofty airs, distance, reserve, and often in contempt of others. I find some of that interesting. In fact, it's interesting. It begins with inordinate self-esteem. So many children have been pumped with this idea of the need for self-esteem. And parents have been taught that they need to promote self-esteem, self-esteem, self-esteem. And I believe there are so many people today that have an inordinate self-esteem. Then it also says an unreasonable conceit of one's own superiority. I think that term superiority is very important in relationship to this idea of pride. I believe that many people think themselves to be superior, whether they are or not. As far as superiority is concerned, it is a fact that sometimes you might be superior to someone, someone might be superior to you. It is a fact that there are things, there are abilities that are superior. In fact, we might think about morals. Laziness certainly is not superior to diligence. Instead, diligence is superior to laziness. Honesty is superior to dishonesty. Truthfulness is superior to lying and untruthfulness. And so we might think about there are some things that are superior. It is good for us to be able to make a good assessment and see some things that are truly superior to other things. Christianity is superior to the way of this world. Now that's logical. Christianity is superior to the way of this world. According to the Scriptures, we might think of the fact that God's thoughts are not our thoughts. They're not the thoughts of this world. They're not the thoughts of the natural man. And His ways are not our ways. But as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are God's ways higher than your ways and God's thoughts higher than your thoughts. Now, if we are the Christians that we ought to be, then we will let this mind be in us, which is also in Christ Jesus. Now remember, God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and God's ways are higher than our ways. And so if we walk in accordance with the thoughts that God gives a person, a saved person, that is surrendered to Him, it is logical that His way and His thoughts are going to be superior to the ways and the thoughts of this world. Certainly Jesus Christ was superior.